Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Luke chapter 1, verses 39 through 47. The Reverend Sean Denzer is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Luke, the first chapter. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a town in Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We've passed the six-month mark in my house, too, and there's an awful lot of kicking and leaping going on. Here today we receive undeniable, precious testimony of life in the womb from the Scriptures also. The unborn Baptist leaps at Mary's greeting. John is already doing his job. His fully formed and moving fingers can't be seen pointing at Jesus. He doesn't yet have a voice or words to sing. Yet in utero, John is being the prophet of the Most High and leaping a silent Agnus Dei, "Behold Christ, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world." Among men born of women, there is none greater than John the Baptist, Jesus said. Among women, no more blessed than Mary, Elizabeth says today. Now, this is quite a gathering of significant people we have here. But don't be distracted. John has it right. So does his mother and Mary. All eyes are on the one who dwells in Mary's womb, who alone receives our prayer and praise. This is the first Christian synod, that is, the first gathering of church fellowship around Christ Jesus. "Why is this granted to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Ah, Nicaea was late to the party. Everyone here already knows who the child is: the Lord, the God of Abraham, the Holy One of Israel. Again, if you cannot say Mother of God, then you have the testimony of John the Baptist and Elizabeth against you. They're not afraid to worship, strange as it sounds, at the womb of their relative. But then Elizabeth speaks another great synodical conclusion. "Blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." Now, of which lady does she speak? Firstly, of herself. Lady Elizabeth, a barren woman too old to have children, believed the Lord's promise, unlike her husband, that she would conceive. Now she is 6 months pregnant. Secondly, and yes, more greatly, she speaks of Lady Mary. She confirms her, "Let it be to me according to your word," and she anticipates the Lord's words from Luke 11, "Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it." But those mean that thirdly, Elizabeth speaks also about Lady Church. Blessed is the church. For what is the church but the gathering of people who believe God's word, who trust his promises in Christ Jesus? This church is Christ's bride. Yes, the mother of God's sons. She has her identity in believing that there will be a fulfillment of what is spoken to her from the Lord. So there it is. The first church council has spoken. Their confession, is the confession of the incarnation. Mary's unborn baby is not only a human person in the womb, but is also God the Lord. And with him comes also the chief article of the church today, clearly laid out. Faith in this Son of God is what makes a person blessed. We are saved through trust in God's promises, all of which are yes and amen in Jesus Christ. John and Elizabeth have spoken. Okay, but what about Mary? Doesn't she, of all people, get to speak? No, I'm glad to say it. What further proof do we need that the Blessed Virgin Mary is a Lutheran? Not only is she saved by faith in the promises of Christ Jesus, as she teaches, but she also just has to sing. Sing. My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. True Christianity is marked by this. It gives all glory to God alone. The Blessed Virgin Mary never says, I have gotten a child, I have borne God, I have given birth to the Messiah. No, she magnifies her God only. She has done nothing. He has done everything. And that's our Lutheran faith, dear friends. Jesus Christ has merited salvation, not us. God regards the lowliness of his servants, as Mary goes on to sing. He shows favor to those who have not earned or deserved it. And this teaching gives all glory to him, precisely by letting him be the only and complete mediator, without any worthy cooperation or co-mediation on our part. God wishes to be magnified in this way, by giving himself fully for and to us, by being our full and entire and free Savior. Thus, with Elizabeth and Zechariah and John, we rejoice that Our Lady is saved in no other way than you and I are also. We are justified by grace through faith as a gift, apart from works done by us in righteousness, but only instead by the merits and the mediation of Christ, our Lord incarnate. And blessed are all who believe this. Merry Christmas, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.